नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 62 chapter entitled The Meeting of Usha and Aniruddha, text number 17. Iti uktva deva gandharva siddha charana pannagan daitya vidya daran yakshan manujamscha yatalikat। इति उक्त्वा देव गंधर्व सिद्धाचारण पन्नगान देत्या विद्याधरान यक्षान मनुजांशा यतालिखत। इति उक्त्वा देव गंधर्व सिद्धाचारण पन्नगान दैत्य विद्याधरान यक्षान मनुजांश यतालिकत। इति दस उक्त्वा सिंह देव गंधर्व डेमिगॉड्स एंड गंधर्वस सिद्धाचारण पन्नगान सिद्धाचारणास एंड पन्नगस दैत्य विद्याधरान डीमन्स एंड विद्याधरस यक्षान यक्षस मनुजान ह्यूमन्स च आल्सो यथा एक्यूरेटली Alikhat, she drew. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace L.A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Saying this, Chitralekha proceeded to draw accurate pictures of various demigods, Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas, Pannagas, Daityas, Vidyadharas, Yakshas and humans. Text number 18 and 19. Manujeshu cha shavrishnin shuram anaka dundubim velikadrama krishnau cha pradyumnam vikshalajjita aniruddham viliketam vikshoshvan mukihiriya sosav asav iti praha smayam mana mahipate. O king among humans, Chitralekha drew pictures of the Vrishnis, including Shurasena, Anakadundubi, Balaram and Krishna. When Usha saw the picture of Pradyumna, she became bashful. And when she saw Aniruddha's picture, she bent her head down in embarrassment. Smiling, she exclaimed, "He is the one. It's him." Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti gives this further insight. When Usha saw the picture of Pradyumna, she became bashful because she thought, "This is my father-in-law." Then she saw the picture of her lover, Aniruddha, and cried out in joy. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Ye Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Sindhu Vyayevacha Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langayate Girim, Etkripa tamaham vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So we are reading a very exciting section in this 10th canto where Usha is meeting her lover Aniruddha. So this is a very dramatic and action-packed thriller, you know. We have Banasur, who is the one of the 100 sons of Bali, and he has got 1,000 arms, very powerful demon, and is pleasing Lord Shiva, getting benedictions, and is proud that he has no one to fight who is equal to him. And then Lord Shiva says, "You will soon meet your match," and is really excited. You can imagine a villain, you know, with such so many arms, powerful. He will put all your Bollywood Mogambos and Gabbar Singhs to shame. You know, so powerful. And then we have a very, very exciting couple, you know, hero and heroine, Aniruddha and Usha. And Usha, she's constantly dreaming about this handsome, wonderful man. And then her friend Chitralekha draws pictures of, you know, different people. And then she recognizes and she becomes excited. Usha becomes excited. "Yes, this is one. This is he whom she's in love." And Chitralekha flies all the way. They were in Assam, and Aniruddha and Krishna, they are staying in Dwarka. You can imagine the distance covered. So she gets Aniruddha there, and then they have a conjugal relationship, and then they make love, and they have, and then the maid servants notice some activity going on inside quarters, and then they report to Banasur. Banasur comes, and there is a fight. So there is everything in this, you know, and then he's arrested. So it's an exciting section. It's like basically we have everything: suspense, romance, action, heartburns, you know, fight. So basically it'll put all Bollywood blockbusters to shame. So this is a desire of the conditioned soul to know about something very romantic, something very exciting. It's there in the Bhagavatam. We can fulfill our desires. And you'll see, every movie has this romance element. All movies, you know, they somehow ensure that there is some love, boy meet girl love story. Even if the sports, even if the movie has some other theme like sports or politics, some love story will be added into it to make it, you know, complete. So Bhagavatam will give you that completely, so that our needs to, that vacuum which a living entity feels, because of a lack of a loving relationship, that vacuum Bhagavatam fulfills, Krishna Katha fulfills. Because in this world, people are feeling incompleteness. However wonderful your relationships are in this world, at some point of time you feel a hole. And unless our heart is filled with a complete hole, Krishna, the vacuum will always be filled. So Krishna is the only succor or only relief for living entities. Now that doesn't mean that we dismiss our relationships in this world. No, we have to take care of our emotional needs, you know. The Varnashram system has been made for that. So husband-wife relationship is bona fide. And there is love. Gopinathendra Prabhu very beautifully explained a few days ago about how, you know, appreciation has to be there, and husband-wife, there has to be relationship, there has to be emotional stability. So we don't deny this. At the same time, at the end of the day, we are all alone in this world. And we are on our own journeys. And Krishna alone can satisfy us completely. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam is beckoning us. It's inviting us to develop a relationship with Krishna. And by reading these pastimes, we feel connected to Krishna. You know, we rejoice in the action. You know, we celebrate. So like this. And it's not only the materialistic people who feel a vacuum in their hearts because of lack of Krishna in their lives. Even devotees, despite years of practice, if the Krishna element is not there in our lives, we'll feel incomplete, despite the external rituals of bhakti. And if we have the Krishna element, you will always be in love. You will always feel happy. You will always want to give Krishna to others. You will always want to serve others. So somehow or the other, yena kena prakarena manah Krishna niveshayat. Rupa Goswami is saying, somehow get attached to Krishna. Do what it takes. Whatever it takes, just get attached to Krishna. And not just materialistic people or devotees. Hold your breath. This is something very exciting. Even pure devotees. In fact, Shaktyavesh avatar of Krishna can feel a vacuum, can feel incomplete if The Krishna factor is not very deep. I know some of you may be surprised. Yes, it is the pastime in the Bhagavatam, which is to teach us a lesson that we have to make Krishna as the foundational principle of our lives. Krishna is, ISKCON is what? International Society for Krishna. It's not God consciousness or it's not Brahman consciousness. It's Krishna. So, we have to get attached to Krishna. And the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, in his own life, in his own pastimes, this is very beautifully illustrated. So Vyasadeva was sitting on the bank of river Saraswati. He was meditating. And he has a very sincere desire to serve all the living entities. Paravaragya sarishi kalena vyaktaram hasa yuga dharma viti karam praptam bhuvi yuge yuge. Paravara, past and future. Gya means knowledge. Vyasadeva is such a rishi who knows all the past and future. Kalena vyakta ramhasa. He knows that a great force, ramhasa, a great force called kala, time is going to come. And time is going to destroy everyone. Yuga dharma vati karam, especially the religious principles of Kali Yuga are going to be thoroughly smashed. By who? By the time factor. Praptam bhuvi yuge yuge. So Vyasadeva, feeling great compassion that, oh, very, very sad times are going to come. We need to do something. I need to serve people. I need to make them happy. There's going to be a lot of suffering. Let me help them. Let me serve them. So with a sincere desire and understanding that time is very powerful. What to speak of yuga changes, even in our own lives. As we get older, our capacity to enjoy sense gratification will drastically reduce. But desires will keep increasing. What a contrast, no? Desires keep increasing. Capacity to enjoy keeps reducing. Thanks to who? Time. So Vyasadeva understood that people are going to be dissatisfied. So what he did is something very great. He compiled all the Vedas so that people can understand self-realization, so that people can get understanding of the goal of life. So then he made different rishis in charge of different Vedas. So he got Paila Rishi and he made him in charge of Rig Veda. Vaishampayana was made the teacher of Yajur Veda. Jaimini Rishi was made the professor of Sama Veda. And Angira Muni for Atharva Veda. And Romarshana was made the in charge for all the Puranas. So he divided all the Vedas. Then he wrote Mahabharata so that those who are less intelligent can also get attracted to the goal of life. He did all this excellent work. And remember, in all these Vedic literatures, all knowledge is there. Knowledge about astronomy, physics, medicine, everything. Somebody has so much knowledge. Somebody has so much capacity. Somebody is so intelligent, smart, so powerful. So you would think, after doing all this, why did you do all this? For some name fame? No, why did you do this? We just spoke 5 minutes back. Why did you do all this? Compassion. He genuinely wanted to help people. But what was the result of his all this endeavor? Interesting. After doing all this, his situation is something very, very interesting. You would think such a person must be very happy because he is doing such nice seva. He must be feeling content, peace. He must be feeling om, shanti. He must be feeling... what is his feeling? Evam pravrtasya sadha bhutanam shreyasi dvija sarvatma kena piyada natushyad hridayam tata. So, the Bhagavatam says, he did so much work. Evam pravrtasya sadha. For why he did this? Bhutanam shreyasi dvija shreyasi. Sabke bhale ke liye kiya. He did this for the welfare of all living entities. And how did he do this for the welfare of all living entities? Was it a half-hearted attempt? Sarvatma kenapi yada tan man dhan laga diya. He invested all his consciousness, all his energy into helping people. You see, it's not that he did a chalukam. It's not that he copy-pasted and wrote the Vedas. He put his heart and soul into it. Sarvatma kenapi yada. And what is the conclusion? Result? नातुष्यत हृदयम तथा, खोखलापन हार्ट में, नॉट सैटिस्फाइड. व्हाट अ सिचुएशन. सो हु आर वी ट्राइंग टू चीट एंड लाई बाय सेइंग यू नो वी हैव दिस एवरीवेयर, दिस एडवर्टाइजमेंट्स, एवरीवन इज स्माइलिंग, ऑल एडवर्टाइजमेंट शो पीपल आर स्माइलिंग हैप्पी. दिस इज अ बिग होक्स गोइंग ऑन, दिस इज मास्किल चीटिंग गोइंग ऑन. स्माइलिंग फेसेस, ब्लीडिंग क्राइंग हार्ट्स, पीपल आर क्राइंग बिकॉज सच अ पर्सनैलिटी लाइक व्यासदेव, हु इज ओनली इंटरेस्टेड इन मेकिंग वेलफेयर ऑफ एवरी वन एंड हु रिटर्न विद ऑल इज यू नो एनर्जी वॉन्ट्स टू हेल्प पीपल एंड यू नो वी वेन वी आर प्रीचिंग ओवर द इयर्स समटाइम्स वी गेट एन आइडिया मे बी दिस पर्सन इज रियली हैप्पी, मे बी ही इज हैविंग अ ग्रेट लाइफ, बट वेन वी कम टू नो क्लोजली एंड देन वी रियलाइज ओ ही इज ऑल्सो सैड. एवरी वन हैज इश्यूज, एवरी वन हैज सम दुख इन देयर हार्ट. वाई द ऑथर ऑफ ऑल द वेदर्स, द ग्रेटेस्ट बेनिफैक्टर, वन वॉन्टेड टू सर्व, ही इज हिमसेल्फ डिस्पॉन्डेंट. ना तुष्यत हृदयम तथा, हृदय में वो कंप्लीटनेस, वो हैप्पीनेस नहीं है. सो दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. यू नो बेसिकली मेनी टाइम्स वी से वी शुड जस्ट बी सर्वेंट ऑफ एवरी वन, यू विल बी हैप्पी. बट ही इज सर्वेंट, व्यासदेव इज सर्वेंट, बट द पॉइंट इज ही इज नॉट हैविंग द कृष्णा फैक्टर सो फार इन हिज लाइफ, विच इज गोइंग टू बी रिवील्ड बाई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर सून. For that rasa, the factor of Krishna has to somehow be there in our lives. We have to somehow get taste in Krishna. That's why, you know, we have had in the history of our movement champion book distributors, preachers, but they have had their share of difficulties and struggles, and it has been not an easy ride. Burijan Prabhu writes in his Japa book that sometimes devotees have a very foolish neophyte idea that just chant Hare Krishna and everything will be okay. But life is not going to be easy cakewalk. You know, the exact words he writes is something like, life is full of challenges even for devotees. There's going to be a lot of challenges. So we have to make Krishna factor deep. So he writes a very nice statement. He says, people say, Prabhupada said double it, book distribution, do marathon, do double. Then Burijan Prabhu says, Prabhupada said double it for Krishna. So double it for Krishna. Oh, for Krishna we forget. So that Krishna factor is missing in Vyasadeva's life. And that's what happens. He starts analyzing, why am I not feeling happy? I have done so much work. I am doing so much welfare activity. He starts contemplating, praying, wondering, what is lacking in my life? And then in his meditation, he gets a realization. किंवा भागवता धर्म न प्राएणा निरूपिता प्रिया परमहंसानां तदेव अच्युत प्रिया. ओ किंवा मे बी भागवत धर्म, आई डिड नॉट ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णा एडिक्वेटली, न प्राएणा निरूपिता, ऑलमोस्ट यू नो आई नेवर एक्चुअली ग्लोरिफाइड हिम एज द मोस्ट वंडरफुल पर्सन, मोस्ट अट्रैक्टिव पर्सन, मोस्ट लवेबल पर्सन. ओ आई थिंक आई डिडंट डू दिस. प्रिया परमहंसानां तदेव अच्युत प्रिया, एंड कृष्ण कथा इज डियर टू ऑल डिवोटीज एंड आई डिडंट ग्लोरिफाई कृष्णा सो मच. एंड प्रिया परमहंसानां तदेव अच्युत प्रिया. And Krishna Katha is dear to Krishna also. Krishna also becomes excited to hear about Krishna Katha. No? The Lord becomes very happy to hear. There is a story Shubhvilas Prabhu writes very beautifully in his Ramayana, published by Jacob Books, about how when the first time Ram Katha was spoken by Lavakusha, Valmiki Muni had trained them, and when the news came to Lord Ram and he called all his brothers, and this narration was being presented in Ayodhya in front of Ram and all his brothers, and as Lava and Kusha were speaking Ram Katha, Lord Ram was interested to hear because he wanted to hear glorification of Mother Sita. He was hearing, then he suddenly felt, I should not be sitting on a big elevated seat like this. So he also came down and he sat with the audience. And Lava Kusha were glorifying the Ramayana, and all the audience was so much in rapture, attention, that they didn't realize that Lord Ram is coming and sitting with them. And Lord Ram is also hearing, he's also absorbed, everyone is absorbed. Fully satisfied in Ram Katha, and there is different emotions
crying, laughing, Jatayu killing, everything. And Lord Ram is also absorbed. And the person sitting next to Lord Ram, sometimes there would be some nice pastime, you know, some rakshas are being killed. So this person was sitting next to Lord Ram, he became so happy, in great excitement, he patted Lord Ram on his back. And Lord Ram also in some other section of the pastime, and he got excited, he patted this man on the back, and he was also laughing, everyone was laughing, crying. And after the whole pastime got over, narration got over, when they looked up, they saw Lord Ram is not in his seat. Where is Lord Ram? They panicked. And then they saw he's with them. So like this, Kamba Ramayana, I think, describes very beautifully. How Tadeva Achyutapriya. This katha is so attractive, even for the Lord. So Vyasadeva is contemplating. Priya Paramahamsanam Tadeva Achyutapriya. This is so dear to the devotee, so dear to Krishna, and I didn't glorify Krishna adequately. So basically, this is the advantage of sincerely serving. Because Vyasadeva was sincere, you know, Krishna within his heart revealed. This is called as conscience. You know, we all have that inner voice, what we call Paramatma. Malum padta hai. Kya gadbad kar rahe hain hum? Humko malum padta hai. Ek awaz aati hai andar se. So, and this is interesting. Huh? This concept of conscience, Paramatma, is recognized by modern scholars also. Of course, they don't call this personality as Paramatma or Krishna. But they understand that there is this inner conscience. Like, there was one book on time management by Rebecca Merrill and Stephen Covey called First Things First. So it's a typical materialistic book, you know, helping people to manage their time, achieve success in their corporate life. And these both authors write about one very powerful concept that can help people manage time. So they say how people should have, they should tap their inner conscience. So they say four things that human beings need: determination, imagination, self-awareness, and conscience. So I won't go into the details, but conscience part, they say the inner voice. And believe it or not, in this book they write, how this conscience can be awakened, how can we hear the voice of the conscience? They say, and they are not Hare Krishna devotees, huh? And they are saying, we should submissively hear scriptures regularly. And I was shocked. I said, what? Kya maine sahi padha? Kya iskon ka book hai? Submissively read and hear scriptures. So then I thought maybe their definition of scriptures is something else. Okay, the world is strange, you know, relative. So I said, let me clarify what they mean by scriptures. So I went to the appendix at the end of the book, and scriptures ke andar there was religious scriptures, you know, like Quran, Bible, Mahabharata, Upanishad, Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, all of the books were there. So I understood, oh, so they are talking the same thing. And then I read more. So what they are saying is when we read and submissively hear scriptures, our attraction for the Supreme Lord, divine, they use different terms, but that becomes, our hearts become softened, and we are able to connect to the inner voice within. It's very nice, no? So then I felt, that, you know, we have been hearing this in Parampara all the time, and every day we are hearing Bhagavatam class. So like this, it's important. And also Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, one of the ISKCON gurus in GBC, has done a lot of research on this topic, and he quotes many Western scholars who have studied communities, Christian communities, which are flourishing, which have their challenges. So based on all these studies, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu writes how a community can flourish when the members of the community have a common commitment to sadhana. This is the phrase he uses. Common commitment to sadhana means we all collectively decide we'll come together and do spiritual practice. So this is one of that. And when we do that, he says, when there is common commitment to sadhana, when all members come together and do hearing chanting, that is the main thing. When we do hearing chanting, then the false ego gets dissolved, because we see others are also hearing, they are all serving Krishna. And then that attraction helps us tolerate each other and serve and march on in life happily. So Vyasadeva is in this situation after compiling all the literatures, after so much expertise, is still feeling despondent. And is thinking, maybe I didn't glorify Krishna. And as he is analyzing and wondering, his spiritual master comes there. Who is the spiritual master? Narad Muni. And immediately gets up Vyasadeva, offers respects to his spiritual master. And Narad Muni, looking at Vyasadeva, no, spiritual master understands what is going on in his disciples' heart and mind. So Narad Muni very smilingly says something very interesting. He doesn't tell him, oh, you are looking very sad. He doesn't tell him like that. Very sarcastically, like Krishna was sarcastic to Arjuna in the Gita, beginning, like that, Narad Muni tells Vyasadeva, Parasharya Mahabhaga Bhavata Kachidatmana Paritushyati Sharira Atma Manasa Evava. Parasharya Mahabhaga, O great son of Parashar Muni. Like Krishna tells Arjuna, oh, Konteya, son of Kunti, you are despondent. Similarly, Narad Muni is telling Vyasadeva, oh, son of Parashar Muni, Mahabhaga, great soul. Bhavata Kachidatmana, oh, you are very happy. How are you? Paritushyati means, oh, you are very, very happy. Why? Paritushyati Sharira. Because you have glorified the body very much in your Vedic scriptures. Atma Manasa Evava. So you have glorified the soul in connection to body and mind. So are you very happy because of this? Oh, you look very happy. So immediately Vyasadeva understands, ki my spiritual master has understood that I have not understood the essence of, so I am sad, my Guru Maharaj has understood. So immediately, this is what the spiritual master does. He does surgery. He does nice surgery and he provides us association of devotees, which is the anesthesia. You know, when we have loving relationships, we feel we are able to take the surgery that the Guru and Krishna does for us. Like when Srila Prabhupada first time met, he was introduced, Ambarish Prabhu, Ford, when he was introduced to Prabhupada, devotees were very excited. His grandson of Alfred Ford, you know, he is going to be, like if Prabhupada makes him a devotee, what preaching will happen? Ford. So they bought him with great excitement that Prabhupada, but Prabhupada was never a guru who will flatter anyone. He spoke out of compassion. So when Ambarish Prabhu was brought in front of him, Ford, Prabhupada, this is Ford. Ford's grandson, Prabhupada. So, you are Ford's grandson? Where is your great grandfather now? So he was shaken. He said, and he recalls later Ambarish Prabhu that, I met so many spiritual people, they would always flatter me because they would think I am a billionaire. But Prabhupada came to the point, time is powerful, where is your great grandfather? So genuine spiritual master speaks out of compassion, not out of, he doesn't flatter. So spiritual master like Narad Muni, he didn't flatter his disciple Vyasadeva. He could have said, you have written so many things, you have done so much. He came to the point, you are sad, but sarcastically he asked him. So actually this is the essence, you know. If we have a culture of hearing chanting, we will actually be humble. Sometimes people think, oh, what is the connection between hearing and Bhagavatam class and humility? Alagi hai. Nahin, hearing is a humility aata hai. Because sitting like this and hearing is not easy. Because in this world, everyone likes to speak. Nobody likes to hear. So the fact that you are sitting like this and hearing, that means we are saying, indirectly we are saying, I'm a fool. You know, you tell us what is correct. That is humility. Krishna is seeing that, are itna bada aadmi hai, but itna humbly baitha hai class mein. Krishna loves you. Krishna loves us because we are hearing about him humbly from another person. Because in this world, generally we like to talk. And when you just see, you know, when two people are talking, when you're talking to another person, how many times you feel, you know, when he will stop that, I can talk. This is natural, na? Propensity. So giving up that propensity and sitting for 1 hour, 2 hour, and sometimes an hour temple, 4 hour class, and festival days, morning to evening class. So that is very dear to Krishna, that is very pleasing to Krishna, that attitude, that somebody is sitting and hearing so sincerely. That person becomes very lovable, very attractive to Krishna, and that's humility. So hearing chanting is very important, and it is gives birth to humility in the heart. So Vyasadeva very humbly is hearing from Narad Muni, and then, believe it or not, what Narad Muni tells his disciple, a most illustrious disciple, any guru would be proud to have a disciple like Vyasadeva. And Narad Muni tells him, Bhavatanudita prayam yasho bhagavato malam enaiva saunatusheta manyetad darshanam khilam. Manyetad, I think, this is the guru telling, darshanam means all the philosophies you have written, manyetad darshanam khilam. Khilam matlab waste. Whatever you have written so far, my dear disciple, is a waste. Now, we should not think like that. See, this is between Narad Muni and Vyasa, guru disciple. It's not that we should disrespect the Vedic scriptures. We should worship the Vedic scriptures because they are all written in the desire to get us closer to Krishna. But we should understand there is some lesson that the guru is trying to teach his disciple and trying to explain to him the cause of his despondency. But we have to understand the principle, the mood. The guru is telling, Narad Muni is telling Vyasadev, Bhavatanudita prayam yasho bhagavato malam amalam, the spotless yasha, glories of Krishna. You have not glorified Krishna's spotless qualities sufficiently. Bhavatanudita prayam yasho bhagavato malam ene vasona tushyeta. Isile, you are not feeling tushti. That is why you are feeling incompleteness in your heart, because you are not sufficiently glorifying Krishna. Manyeta darshanam kilam. That is why it is a waste. So imagine excellent knowledge, expertise, but the spiritual master is saying, because you are not glorified Krishna, you are dissatisfied. Now Srila Prabhupada, he writes a beautiful purport. He says, the author of Vedanta Sutra, who is the author? Vyasadeva. Srila Prabhupada says, the author of Vedanta Sutra is feeling dissatisfied, so how can the readers of Vedanta Sutra be happy? Very deep point, you know, he is touching a very, like even recently somebody sent me an article about one very famous Bollywood actress, top, she's a top, and she has gone through depression. So that article was, I mean, I like that person because she's honest enough to admit that she went through depression and she's sad. So it's like that, you know, if somebody who is entertaining everyone, that person is himself distressed and depressed, how can people who are deriving pleasure by seeing them actually feel deep contentment? So it's a hoax, that's why I said it's, and it's exactly contrast to a Krishna conscious person, a devotee who actually loves Krishna, who simply loves Krishna, he or she becomes attractive. And they actually can make others also very dear to Krishna. So there is a very beautiful, very instructive section where Narad Muni is clearly telling Vyasadev that because you have not glorified Krishna, you are dissatisfied. And then he says, this is he gives a very nice analogy. Nayadvachas chitra padam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karihichet tadvayasam tirtamushanti manasa nayatrahamsa niramantu shikshaya. He says, nayadvachas chitra padam harer yasho. You are not glorifying beautiful qualities of Krishna. Jagat pavitram pragrinita karihichit. When we glorify Krishna, the whole ether, the whole space, the whole universe becomes purified. And instead of doing that, when we glorify materialistic activities, like IPL, Bollywood, tadvayasam tirtamushanti manasa, he says, Narad Muni says, all other topics other than beautiful glorification of Krishna is tadvayasam tirtam. Vayasam tirtam means it's a holy place. All topics which are not glorifying Krishna is a holy place of pilgrimage. Tirtha. Tirtha means holy place. But he clarifies, what kind of holy place? Tad vayasam tirtham. Vayasam means crow. It is a place of pilgrimage for crows. Nayatra hamsa niramantu shikshaya. Hamsa. Swans do not go to the place of pilgrimage of crows. So Prabhupada elaborates in the purport about swans and crows. Where do crows go? Place where there is garbage. You go to Chowpatty Beach in the morning, you'll see night people come, they eat all their things, they do all nonsense, and then they go. The whole place is filled with kachara, and the crows are filled with that. That they are just having a great party. So crows gather. So Prabhupada writes a very nice purport. He says, swan-like devotees do not gather at places where crow-like materialistic people come together for conferences and meetings. Very, very beautiful purport. He says how we all have to overcome our crow tendency and become like swan. So we have, maybe some of us have 95% crow. 5% ka in swan hai. Kisi ka 80-20 hai. So we have to reduce that crow propensity and see, allow that swan to blossom. Sometimes we say, Prabhu, kya neend aata hai japa mein, hearing mein, because you know, I didn't have enough rest last night. No, that's not the case. Because we don't have taste. Let us admit we are crows. Because it's not because we didn't get so much sleep, that's why we are sleeping in japa. If while chanting, suddenly somebody gets ice cream or cake, to neend ud jayega. Or somebody comes with the latest scandal, some news story, some gossip. Suddenly, you know, we become fresh actually. That means we are intuitively crow, hum log andar pura matlab nayatra vayasam teertam, you know, we are so used to that crow thing. Like our Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj tells a nice story that once one person went to a marketplace, and that was a marketplace of fragrance wala market tha, pura agarbatti perfume wala market tha. When he went there, he suddenly got choked up and he felt unconscious. So everyone was trying to get more and more better fragrance and trying to revive him. He was not getting up. Then one of his friend was there. He said, I know what is this problem. This man works in a fish market. So he needs that fragrance. So he got that fish ka smell and put it in his nose, immediately got up. So this is our situation, you know. We are in the fragrance of Krishna Katha. Such so much, but amko usme choke up hota hai, are nahi. And somebody comes with, Prabhupada calls it as, these are remnant, materialistic people are interested in the remnants of sensuous topics, in the purport he says. So these topics excite us, unfortunately. So it's not that we are really, you know, we have to actually, Prabhupada's purports are very powerful. We actually have to admit that. You know, andar crow hai, crow. Krishna, please make me into a swan. So, and what we have to do for that, we have to associate with swan-like devotees. Those devotees who love to hear about Krishna. Just make friends with them. Have a relationship with them. Talk to them. Be with them. And then we see that, see, we may not be perfect. We may not be a perfect swan. We may be crow. But what happens is, in their association, we come closer to Krishna. And we actually start feeling connection with Krishna. And then, we are able to tolerate all the kicks and bruises and attacks by this material energy. Then we actually become Krishna-centered. Unfortunately, what happens, you know, we all are centered on something which is very fragile, very temporary. And that thing, what it does in our lives is, and when that thing shaken, we also get shaken. Are you getting it? See, we have something we are holding on to as our center, which is not Krishna. And when that thing shakes, our life becomes troubled. Like if somebody is very, very much centered on the stock market, for example. Stock market, stock market, stock market. So he is happy when stock market is bullish. He is miserable when the index plummets down. Or let's say somebody is very much centered on his, you know, career. So if he is removed from his job, he'll go into depression. So we all are centered on something. So we have to now make who as a center? Krishna. When we make Krishna as the center, then this world inevitably will go ups and downs will happen. We will remain focused because Krishna is a permanent principle. Krishna is an unchanging principle. Because Krishna has been there with the soul for millions of lifetimes as Paramatma. So we have to connect to Krishna. Actually, I'm feeling a little embarrassed to share this, but it's a very instructive incident. It happened with me some years ago. Actually, many years ago. One Sunday feast class was being given by one ISKCON sannyasi, visiting sannyasi. And I was sitting there, you know, where our Gopinathan Prabhu is sitting. So I asked a question in the class. Maharaj, you are from West and, you know, you are talking about Indian culture and what inspires you. Something I asked. So he was giving answer. So while giving answer, and he looked at me and suddenly, looking at my direction, he suddenly said, so you are talking all these big things about Indian culture, but you are so shameless. You are putting your hand in your mouth, finger in your mouth. It's dirty. Go, get up and wash your hands. I was so shocked because I had put my hand like this. I had not put my finger in the mouth. So I said, Mirko, no, not me. It can't be me. So I just kept quiet like this. And it's not me. I'm sure it's not me. And then the speaker and sannyasi continued speaking. And he looked at me again and said, you have still not got up and washed your hands. So I was convinced, and not me, because I'm putting like this, and now I put like this immediately. So it's not me anyway. And Gauram Prabhu was sitting next to me. If I said, oot, terko bol rahe. So I said, Gauram Prabhu, no, you must have put your finger in the mouth. You are telling me, no, I am not. And then the sannyasi again after 1 minute, you are so shameless. I don't believe this. You are so shameless. And this was too much for me to take. And no, Prabhu, it's not me. And I was like, I'm not get up. Because it was very embarrassing for me to get up because I was already a preacher. I had my counselees also in the class. So I didn't want to be, you know, feeling ki as I'm putting my finger in the mouth. It's so embarrassing. So I just kept sitting, you know, grounded. And Gauram Prabhu said, Urja, dono pitenge. So finally I, so much pain. Because you know what happened? Finally this sannyasi said, I think I'll have to come and make you get up or something like that. He said, I'll have to, you know, he became very animated. And then I got up. I became so embarrassed. And with my head low, I just walked out. And after I walked out from that side, then one of our Grihastha devotees was coming behind me walking. I said, aap kyun aa rahe? He said, actually I was the one who put it, you know. So I said, ab tum pehle uth jata to kitna acha. So that happened. I went, washed my hands, I came back and I was sitting angry, you know. And this sannyasi gave a proper class. After the class, and those who are in the Brahmachari ashram, they know what it is. So the story doesn't end there. So after that Sunday feast, prasadam, so Brahmacharis come. And Brahmacharis can make anyone humble. So Prabhu, haath dhoya ki nahi? Acche se. So another Brahmachari, Prabhu, aapko itna bhi nahi sikhaya mata pita ne, aapko. Everyone is passing comments and making fun, and I became so, I was feeling so bad, I was devastated, you know. My ego was hurt, my mind was troubling, my heart was low. I was very upset, very upset. So I went to Radha Gopinath Prabhu, we were in the temple president's room. I went, what is this Prabhu? Aisa kaise bola wo Maharaj ne? I just started. And he heard me, you know, he's a very kind, loving mother, so he heard me. And then he explained to me this concept of principle-centered. He said, you are centered on your respect, you are centered on what people think about you. That's why when that is shaken, you are feeling miserable. If you are centered on Krishna, if you are only absorbed in Krishna, you would have not felt anything. I never thought like that. And then I remembered one French philosopher, Desecret statement. He says, when someone offends me, I take my soul so high that the offense cannot reach me. So in a sense, how are we absorbed in our day-to-day life? So he explained to me, of course, I didn't understand that so much at that time because my heart was pained. But later on, now when I look back, I feel, yeah, it was, if only I had been more Krishna conscious, maybe I would have not felt so bad. I was crying actually. I'd taken it so personally. But I think, it's forgotten, right? And it's 2001. 14 years mein kisko yaad nahi hai. So the point is, it's not, but what happens is when we are centered on something fragile, something temporary, and when that thing gets shaken, our life, it appears as if we can't live. That's why Vyasadeva is being told by Narad Muni, Krishna centered, Krishna factor, Krishna, Krishna. And the next verse, after saying crows and swans, the next verse he gives a very beautiful analysis of what happens if we glorify Krishna, because some of you may be feeling, I'm to preacher nahi hai, I'm ko shlok nahi aata hai. No, what Narad Muni says, for glorification of Krishna, you don't need any qualification. In fact, he says, even if you wrongly glorify Krishna, what will happen? Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abudhya yatyapi namanantasya yashon kitaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. Narad Muni is saying, my dear Vyasadeva, you have done so much literature which is waste. But if you glorify Krishna, tadvag visargo janataga viplavo. Viplavo means revolution. Kranti machegi dunya mein agar aap Krishna ka glorification karenge to. Yasmin pratishlokam abuddhya yatyapi. And if this glorification is abuddhya yat, if it is imperfectly composed, if it is grammar mistakes are there, even then it will create a revolution. Even if you are not perfect in your glorification of Krishna, it will create a revolution in the universe because of your sincere desire to glorify Krishna. What a beautiful hope-giving statement, no?
Naman anantasya yashon kitaniyat.
So, namani anantani. All Krishna's unlimited names, glorification, qualities, if you glorify.
Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava.
Those who are sadhus, those who are devotees of Krishna, they will relish hearing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna. Once Srila Prabhupada was called to Paris by Bhagavan Prabhu, and he was arranged, programs are arranged for Prabhupada. They arranged one big Olympia theater, big program. Thousands of people could come and only 40 people came. So they were very apologetic to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, no problem. I will glorify to the sun, I will glorify to the sky, I will glorify to the stars, I will speak in all directions, I will speak to the wind, I will tell everyone loudly that Krishna is the most wonderful person. Because I want a certificate from Krishna, that here was a sincere soul who glorified me. I don't want a certificate from a pack of asses. So, in this pastime, Srila Prabhupada was narrating, our devotee has this desire to glorify Krishna. And Narad Muni is saying, abhudya yatyapi, even if it is imperfectly composed, it will create what? Revolution. And the amazing thing is, Srila Prabhupada wrote this purport to this verse, first canto was before he went to America in early 1960s. And Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam did create a revolution in the impious lives, civilization of this world. And this is what Narad Muni is telling Vyasadeva, and this is what Srila Prabhupada did, and this is what happened. So Narad Muni's statements to Vyasadeva have been proved right by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada wrote and writes in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, English is a foreign language for me. But I have full faith that because I am sincerely trying to glorify Krishna, this message will, which we are broadcasting, will bring about a revolution in the civilization of the world. And that's exactly what happened. When Srila Prabhupada went to West, people didn't understand him. His language, his English was heavily loaded with Bengali accent. When Prabhupada would say, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to save all of you, so save, Srila Prabhupada was saying, Mahaprabhu has come to save. But those hippies who had long hair, they heard it as shave. So they would look at Prabhupada quizzically, what are you saying? And Prabhupada understood and Prabhupada would smile, yes, he has come to save and shave both. So his English was, you know, and then one day Srila Prabhupada said, today we'll start Chaitanya Charitamrita class. And nobody understood what was this Chaitanya Charitamrita. They didn't understand only. So everybody wrote different things on their notebook. So Umapati Maharaj, who was that time Wally, Satswarup Maharaj, Steve, Chuck, all these young boys were coming for Prabhupada's lectures. And they had their diary, they would write notes. Every day morning Prabhupada would give, he would narrate the pastime of Lord Chaitanya meeting Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami escaping from the prison. Very dramatic pastime actually. But they couldn't understand many things. Kaun kya ho raha hai, kidhar kaun. But they would just sit and hear and they would write. And each one of them, Satswarup Maharaj says, each one of them wrote different spelling for Sanatan. Somebody wrote suntan. Somebody wrote sauntan. Everybody wrote different things. So his English, you know, like Bengali is not, if you see Bengali accent or alag hota hai. Like one Bengali gentleman called people, some people, he said, amare ghar pe aao, amare ghar pe aake aap bhojan karo, bhojan. So they all went thinking they'll get a big feast, but when they went to his house, he gave them kartal and mridang and said, karo, bhojan. He meant bhajan, but they pronounce bhajan as bhojan, bhajan. So, accent, you know, and you are going to West America where people have no idea about who is Krishna and you are going to glorify Krishna. And they don't know who is Krishna. In one lecture I was hearing, old people are sitting, Prabhupada is saying, so you know Krishna? And nobody is acknowledging. In India, even Muslims and Christians know who is Krishna. There, nobody knows when Prabhupada is telling them about Krishna. So, you know, even the accent, we say Ramo, Bengali say, pronounces Ramo. So you can imagine Prabhupada in that America setting, externally, you know, he was not perfect externally in that sense. But he himself writes it, and he himself admits it in the purport. But why still he could transform the hearts? Because he was filled with Krishna. and he had a desperate desire to glorify Krishna and give Krishna. Just like, you know, if you eat food from a person's plate who is infected with tuberculosis, then what happens? You also get that disease. The germs are carried to the air. Similarly, somebody loves Krishna and somebody is glorifying Krishna. When we hear from that person, those will travel in the ether, enter our ear and heart, and will infuse in our hearts also attraction for Krishna. Therefore, we have to, without Krishna factor, naishkarmam api achyuta bhava varjitam nashopate jnanam alam niranjanam. Next verse, Narad Muni says, without achyuta bhava, there is no life, there is no rasa. Because glorification of Krishna is what's happening in Vrindavan all the time. That is spiritual world. Vikritu kaman khilagopa kanya murari padarpita chitta vritti dadyadikam moha vashadavocha govinda damodara madhaveti. So what is happening in Vrindavan? Vikritu kaman khilagopa kanya. One gopi has taken lot of dahi, lot of makhan, and she wants to give it, she wants to make a sale. Vikritu kaman khilagopa kanya. But when she is walking in Vrindavan to give this, whom is she thinking of? Murari padarpita chitta vritti. Our mind and senses and our intelligence, everything is focused on the lotus feet of Murari, Krishna. So she wants to say, dahi for sale, dahi for sale. Dadyadikam, please take this dahi. Dadyadikam moha vashadavocha. Paru moha me vo. She is so absorbed in Murari that instead of saying dahi for sale, what does she say? Govinda damodara madhaveti. 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 So this is what is happening in Vrindavan. Constant glorification of Krishna. And it's not just this gopi who has gone to sell dahi that she is, you know, talking about Krishna. All the other gopis also at their homes, they are sleeping in the night and they get up in the morning. What do they do? What is the first thing they do when they get up in the morning? Uttaya gopyo pararatra bhoge smritva yashoda sutabala kelim. Gayanti procher dadimantayantyo govinda damodara madhaveti. So uttaya gopya, the gopis get up. Pararatra bhoge, the night is gone. The previous night ka jota kaam sab ho gaya. First thing they do when they get up. Smritva yashoda sutabala kelim. They remember the darling son of mother Yashoda and bala kelim is childhood pastimes. And remembering that, what do they do? Gayanti procher dadimantayantyo. And loudly they sing and they start churning the butter. And what do they sing when they're churning the butter? Govinda damodara madhaveti. This is what is Vrindavan. Everybody is saying Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is spiritual world. Actually, interestingly, Bilwamangal Thakur in his Govinda Damodar Stotram, he says that not just all the residents of Vrindavan, even Krishna, you know what he says? There's one very nice verse he says. One day Mother Yashoda caught Krishna stealing butter. So what would Mother Yashoda do when Krishna steals butter and she catches him? Anybody can guess what she must have done? She would tie him to a grinding mortar. Yashodaya gada mulukkalena gokantha pashena nibadhyamanam rurodamandam navanita bhoji govinda damodara madhaveti. So Yashodaya gadam ulukkalena, it is her thick love which made her bind Krishna lovingly to a grinding mortar. And gokantha pashena nibadhyamanam, the rope that is used for the cows, she used that to stop Krishna. And what is Krishna doing? Little Krishna has been tied. And what is he doing? What does Krishna do when he is tied by Mother Yashoda? Rurodha mandam navanita bhoji. He is a navanita bhoji. He is an expert stealer. He steals navanita, butter. So when Krishna, who has been caught for stealing butter, is tied to the grinding mortar and is crying, Rurodha Mandam Navaneeta Bhoji, and is breathing fast and is crying. And what is he saying when he is crying? Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Everybody can chant. Govinda Damodara, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara. So Krishna is also chanting Govinda Damodara Madhav. Can you imagine? That's Vrindavan consciousness. Why Krishna, you may say, why Krishna is saying Govinda Damodara? Because that is the culture of Vrindavan. Everybody, sabke muh se keval Krishna nikalta hai. Like in ISKCON, you know, for everything we say Haripol. Uska shadi ho gaya, Haripol ho gaya. Uska, somebody gets divorced, are uska Haripol ho gaya. For everything. अरे उसको बिजनेस का प्रमोशन है, हरिबोल हो गया आपका, जॉब से निकाल दिया, अरे हरिबोल हो गया. तो हरिबोल इज अ लिंगो ऑफ इस्कॉन, यू नो, हरि हरिबोल. सो लाइक दैट इन वृंदावन, गोविंदा दामोदर माधव. सो दैट्स व्हाट नारद मुनि इज टेलिंग व्यासदेव, मेक ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ कृष्णा एज द फाउंडेशनल प्रिंसिपल, द अनशेकिंग प्रिंसिपल. अदरवाइज दिस वर्ल्ड साइक्लोन्स विल कम एंड टेक अस, ह्यूज वेव्स, यू नो, दे'ल कम एंड थ्रो अस ऑन द अदर साइड. And then the waves from that side will come and kick us out here. We will go crazy. We will go bonkers. This world is a bizarre place. So when devotees come running for Mangalarati, morning program, kirtan, japa, chanting, this is our only shelter. And because this world has been designed in such a way that whether we like it or not, we will be made to feel insignificant. We will be made to feel worthless. Some time or the other. And what Narad Muni tells Vyasadeva, you have written Vedic scriptures in such a way, my dear disciple, that people will justify sense gratification in the name of Vedas. Don't promote self-aggrandizement. Don't give false hopes to people. Let them know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and if, to the extent we are connected to Krishna, we have significance. Jugupsitam dharma krate nu shashata svabhava raktasya mahan vatikrama. यद्वाक्यतो धर्म इति तरस्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जनाम. जुगुप्सितम मीन्स कंडेम्ड. कैन यू इमेजिन अगेन नारद मुनि सेलिंग व्यासदेव, ऑल द लिटरेचर यू रिटन इज कंडेम्ड. जुगुप्सितम धर्म कृते नुशाशत, बिकॉज स्वभाव रक्तस्य महान व्यतिक्रम. बिकॉज बाय स्वभाव, बाय नेचर, पीपल वॉन्ट टू डू सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. Yadvakyato dharma iti tarastito. Now they will do sense gratification using your statement from the Vedas. Na manyate tasya nivaranam jana. And they will think there is nothing higher than this. There is no need to take shelter of Krishna. This is a mahan vatikrama. This is a great disservice you are doing. Tell people that we are insignificant. And to the extent we are connected to Krishna, we also become glorious. I remember before coming to ISKCON, I used to go to one spiritual organization, and why I went there, I'm feeling ashamed to admit it, but it's a fact. I got a leaflet at home, you know, they advertise, and that leaflet had a one-page thing, advertisement, and first was, discover the most wonderful, lovable, exciting, this, you know, such person, discover that person who is most exciting, wonderful, lovable, adventurous, blah, 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 blah. And I'm wondering, who is that person in the end? Dot, 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 you. That means when you read it, you feel, oh, I am so wonderful, I am so nice. So I went for that seminar, and you know, naturally, you know, you are great, wonderful. So basically, there is no Krishna. And when I came first time to Hare Krishna program, we are 1/10,000 tip of air, insignificant. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And I said, Abhi idhar nahi aane ka lecture mein. And but after the class, they would such a nice prasad, and I realized prasad would help me digest all the philosophy. So, you know, that's how slowly, slowly when it sank in, then I realized, oh, Krishna is the most wonderful person. You know, actually in this world, we get realizations time and again that we are insignificant, because we are, who are we actually? How can we ever be great? I remember as a teenager, I was a great fan, like all of us are, you know. I was a great fan of one cricket player. So I used to think, you know, that's how foolish we are. Because I used to think of this cricket player always. So I used to think he also must be thinking of. We don't realize that we are insignificant. And as I became older, when I was 18, 19, this person had already retired from cricket, but he was a great writer. And I was really attracted to his books. He had written a lot of books and he used to write articles in newspapers. So I used to read all his articles, I had all the cuttings, and I used to think, and I had my room dedicated to him, you know, I put all his photographs, and I used to think about him, read about his articles, analyze, write purports. Typically what any other normal teenager would do. And one day, I was shocked, because near our house, there is this MSLT, Maharashtra State Lawn Tennis Association, Kolaba. So there, I was walking, and suddenly I saw this same, I got darshan of this Mahajan. I was looking at him. I rubbed my eyes in disbelief. I couldn't believe, same, he's here. I ran to him with so much excitement. And I started blabbering my affection and how much I watch his match, read his article, this book, that I read, and then this article he had written like this. Blah, 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 blah. And he was so totally disinterested. He was looking here, there. And I was like, I was feeling great happiness, but also I was realizing, kachra, you know, you are like, you are nobody. I couldn't, the denial, no, you know. Then I told him this, then I realized, you know, I need to serve him. Because he is looking a little lost. I said, are you looking for something? He said, yeah, I need a taxi. I'll get. You know, so I ran looking for a taxi. I got by the time I came, he was already sitting in another taxi. I saw he sitting and gone. And I saw, and as the taxi was going and it got drowned in the Mumbai traffic, I saw the last glimpse, just like the gopis would see Krishna going to Vrindavan. Last taxi, gaya. Then there was a bench nearby. I went and sat in that bench. You know, I was so happy that I saw him. But then that sinking feeling, you are nobody. You know, you're getting what I'm saying. I'm nobody for him. And I've spent so much hours, so many things, reading, doing. Oh, it was a... And when I came to Hare Krishna and understood they're insignificant, then I realized this cricket player is also insignificant. So I felt a little hopeful. And then I realized, he must be a great star, but in our neighboring country, China, nobody must be knowing him. And then I realized, oh, if I get connected to Krishna, and if we glorify Krishna, and then our life becomes so glorious. So this is what Narad Muni is telling Vyasadeva, that, you know, we just make Krishna as our life and soul, then life becomes blissful, life becomes wonderful. So like this, as we are getting older, I would like to conclude with one. Just day before yesterday in our Brahmachari class, we played this Radhana Swami Maharaj lecture, which he gave recently in Wada for the GBC college inauguration. And he was saying that as we are getting older and as we become senior, we have to do more and more hearing and chanting. He was saying, who is senior? Senior means one who has more taste for hearing and chanting. And then he said, a very nice statement. He said, as we get older, we think, I can bypass this. I can bypass hearing and chanting about Krishna. And then he made a very nice statement. He said twice, you can never outgrow the need for more sadhana, more hearing and chanting. So like this, let us make hearing and chanting about Krishna as our life and soul. And we have such wonderful opportunities here created in this temple by the leaders of our temple. So as an expression of gratitude, let us come together and hear and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions or comments regarding today's class? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nikai Gaur Premanand.